tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
You know, we've been speaking about godliness throughout the whole week. If by today you are not sure about what godliness is, I don't know. But hopefully we will help you again today. So, the concept of godliness can play a significant role in personal growth and self-improvement, guiding individuals in their quest for moral and spiritual development. These questions encourage exploration of the ways in which godliness intersects with personal growth, emphasizing the integration of spiritual and moral values into the journey of self-improvement. We are joined once again by Mfundisi Pastor Obama Mopela, who's going to be joining us, to help us as we wrap this one up. Mfundisi, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
I am good, Mfundisi. I'm ready to wrap it up, you know, so I can start preparing for the Sabbath, like finish the preparations.
Okay.
I hope when you are ready, the suit is already pressed. It's ready for you for tomorrow.
We've collected it from the laundry, of course.
Yes, Wena. Love it. Mfundisi, before we get into the personal growth and godliness, please do pray for us.
All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful this morning yet again for another opportunity to discuss the issues dealing with godliness. As we look at godliness in context of our growth in self-improvement, as we wrap it up, our prayer is that you may help us to understand and how we can grow, even on a personal level. Be with the listeners. Be with the moderator as well as the presenter. In the name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've defined this whole issue of godliness, the concept of secular godliness. We've spoken about, you know, culture as well there. So today we're going to be looking at personal growth. So how do you define godliness in the context of personal growth and self-improvement?
All right. In the context of personal growth and self-improvement, godliness refers to the pursuit and cultivation of a character and lifestyle that reflects the attributes and the values with a higher spiritual or divine standard. Now, the key terms there deal with pursuit, and you're also cultivating. What are you cultivating? A lifestyle. So as you grow, you're now dealing with a lifestyle and the character which will attribute the values of a divine being you are aligned with. There are some key elements in that definition which will add to something else that will require you to develop your character, you to develop your spiritual discipline and growth, as we discovered the other day, and also align your principles with that of the higher divine being, as well as self-reflection and improvement as you seek to improve and grow as an individual.
In what ways, Mfundisi, does the pursuit of godliness serve as a motivation for personal growth?
How?
Yes.
Pursuing godliness can serve as a powerful motivator. It can serve as a powerful motivator for personal growth in various ways, which may align or which must align with moral goals and spiritual goals for broader self-improvement. How do we do this? We do this through having a clear purpose and value. Actually, this pursuit may serve as a motivation because it then comes in to give you a clear purpose and value. What am I trying to say? Mm-hmm. Pursuing godliness often involves you then to align your life with that of a spiritual or moral principle, a divine person. This then will provide you with a clear sense of purpose purpose comes with the direction.
Mm-hmm.
You also have it will guide also your principles. It will guide you as an individual towards a meaningful goal and values that will transcend, of course, all those materialistic or desires or those fleeting desires. So number one, the motivation is there, is that it brings about a clear purpose and value. Mm. Number two, brings about character development. As an individual, if you want to grow in a godly way, personally, it will bring about character development. Why is that? It is because godliness focuses on nurturing virtues. What virtues have we been talking about the entire week? We have talked about love. We've talked about compassion. We've talked about integrity. We've also talked about humility. So these virtues are not only spiritually significant, but will also contribute to our personal growth by fostering a more compassionate, a more empathetic, and a more resilient character. Number two, it brings about character development. Number three, it will bring about self-reflection and improvement. Self-reflection and improvement. So the pursuit of godliness will often involve self-examination and self-reflection to align one's action and attitudes with the spiritual or moral values. I mean, because I'm doing this, I'll also introspect myself. How am I faring? How is my attitude?
Yeah.
How are my actions when I align it with the spiritual values? So this continuous self-reflection will promote self-awareness. Hey, you should be aware now. It will promote personal development.
True.
It will encourage individuals to address areas for improvement. You will know, I'm lacking in this area.
Mm.
In this area, I'm not. This one, okay, it's blue ticked. This one is green ticked. And so I must address such an area so that I improve. The last one I would mention is that community and relationships. Godliness will often emphasize love, as you have mentioned, forgiveness, and empathy in relationships. And so it will require you to prioritize healthy and compassionate interactions with others, individuals. So others, individual, will grow emotionally and socially. They will foster deep and more meaningful relationships with others.
Mm. Pastor, we all want to grow, right? In terms of our personal growth. Most of us, we would say, you know, for me to grow personally, I need to study this, I need to study that. I see myself next year as Zanele being in this particular position. That's my career aspirations, right? But then spiritually as well, we also do want to achieve certain things. So how then now do we balance our spiritual goals associated with godliness and our personal aspirations for career, relationships? Other people, Mfundisi, they want to get married, you know, getting married and other aspects of life. How do we then strike a balance between all of those?
Balancing a spiritual goal associated with godliness, when we look at personal aspirations, such as in career, relationships, other life aspects, these ones will involve intentional integration and harmony between these dimensions. We talk about career, we talk about relationship, and other life aspects. They will require us to have intentional integration and harmony between these dimensions. How do we do this?
Mm.
Here are some of the ways we can achieve that. We first of all have to establish priorities. Was it the other day when we were talking about priorities? We have to establish that. Identify and prioritize what matters most in life. Determine the significance of spiritual growth alongside the career. Determine the significance of spiritual growth alongside relationships, alongside health and other personal goals. Thereafter, allocate time and energy based on these principles. Certain things are not even important. Certain things. But all of them might be important. But which one above all is more important?
Mm.
So it's all establishing priorities okay, everyone's getting married.
Yeah.
Is it a must for me right now to get married? Is it a must? What else should I deal in? So you look at those things. Number two, you have to bring about integration and consistency. Infuse spiritual values into daily life. Infuse these ones. You are pursuing career. Mm-hmm. Are you infusing spiritual values into those pursuit? Rather than viewing spirituality as a separate entity from other aspects, instead, integrate it into career decisions. This is where now we are building it. Mm-hmm. You have got a career. In those career decisions, make sure that you integrate spiritual aspects. Don't put career aside and spirituality aside. If someone asks you a question,
they have to be together.
They have to be matching. Mm-hmm. You also integrate the spiritual aspects into your relationships. You integrate those things and also daily routines. Strive for consistency in applying for spiritual principles across various areas of life. I mean, the same principles. In fact, when you learn of them, how do you understand or how do you get to know that you are living up to the principles? It is through what you're involved in daily, the decisions we make, career decisions, relationship decision we make, even daily routine decisions we make where we work, business we do, and all those things. The other thing, be adaptable and flexible.
Yeah.
Be adaptable to life's demands while maintaining spiritual focus. I mean, we say knowledge is progressive, but truth is what? It's constant. It is fixed. Be adaptable to life's demands while you maintain your spiritual focus. Yes, sometimes the priorities may shift temporarily due to career demands or life events, but stay flexible and find ways to reconnect with your spiritual goals as circumstances allow. So be flexible, adaptable, and also set healthy boundaries. They have to be healthy boundaries. So establish boundaries to prevent any aspect of life from overpowering others. Huh? We're now getting back to the issue of priorities.
Yes.
One shouldn't overpower the other. Boundaries ensure that neither career nor relationships overshadow spiritual well-being. So put a limit to your career. Put a limit to your relationship. Put a limit to your business so that it does not overshadow your spiritual well-being. Set limits on work hours. Technology usage. Oh, some people that...
I'm fundis. We must entertain our phone.
I can see the culprit. You. There are some people that spend long hours on technology use and other factors that might interfere with their spiritual pursuits. Set limits. You use your gadgets for this long. This time,
true.
This time is for spiritual growth. This time is for this and that. In that way, we can nurture relationships. We can continue to reflect and adjust. We can also seek guidance and support through that way.
So looking at that, Mfundiswam, you know, saying that we must have time limits and we must set, in fact, also our priorities and our goals. So what practical steps can individuals take to cultivate a godly character as part of their personal growth journey?
Cultivating a godly character is an ongoing process, as we have stated, which will involve intentional efforts. The problem with most of us is that we are not intentional in what we do.
Yes.
We just do it, but if it ain't making sense, you stop. So you must put in intentional efforts and let us be consistent with practices that are aligned with spiritual principles. Cultivating a godly character will involve consistent efforts that will be aligned with biblical principles. Now, what are some of these steps, as you have asked, that we can use? Number one, we need to study and apply scriptures.
Okay.
Since we haven't quoted no verse, but here we go. We need to study and apply scriptures. A regular study and reading of the Bible to understand God's teaching is important because from the Bible, we learn principles which we must apply in life. Psalms 119, verse 11, Psalm 119, verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. What's the first step? Study and apply these scriptures, because they will help you as you make practical steps into you becoming cultivating a character which is godly. So apply scripture even as you study. Number two, through prayer and spiritual discipline. On Wednesday, we talked about discipline and what it leads to when you have discipline and what it leads to when you lack discipline. So be a prayerful and spiritual disciplined individual. Develop a routine of prayer, meditation, and fasting, of course. Seek God's guidance and strength. Matthew 6, verse 6 tells us and encourages us to have private prayer. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and you pray to your Father who is unseen. So as you are looking for steps in order to develop your personal character, godliness, and improve yourself, you must be a person who prays and has a spiritual discipline, as we discussed the other day. Mm-hmm. The other one, practice love and compassion. These are practical steps we're talking about. Practice love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It is important for you and I to emulate Christ's love and compassion by helping others and showing kindness. Hey, people are going through a lot.
True.
We might be smiling.
True, hey?
We may be doing all those things, but hey, we are going through a lot.
Mm.
Ephesians 4, verse 32 advise us that be kind and compassionate to one another. Be forgiving to each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. So we need to practice love. I mean, it pays to be good. I like that phrase. It pays to be good. Be good to people. It doesn't hurt being good. Live with integrity and honesty is another step. Strive for integrity in all aspects of life. Proverbs 10 verse 9 emphasizes, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever crooked paths will be found out. Each one day they will discover. So you need to live with integrity and honesty. The last one that I'll talk about is that of developing humility. We need to cultivate humility and avoid pride.
Mm-hmm.
We need to cultivate humility and avoid pride. Philippians 2 verse 3 advises, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. The only way we can value others above ourselves is if we are humble. And being humble doesn't mean you're way back, you're behind, you're being left out. It comes with you understanding the value you have upon yourself. Once you understand the value you have upon yourself, you'll be humble enough to also treat others with the same value as you have.
Looking at that now, Mpundiswami, as we are nearing the end, you know, how do individuals assess and measure their personal growth in godliness? Is it something that we can even measure?
You know, assessing personal growth in godliness, I would say, involves a subjective evaluation. It's subjective and introspection. Considering how one's life aligns with biblical teachings and principles, it is a personal thing which is subjective. The problem is that people want to assess and measure their personal growth in godliness with another person. That's what the problem is. We want to measure our, we have become this spiritometer, for lack of a better term. We've become a spiritometer. We are now the measure for others instead of measuring ourselves with biblical principles. And so how do we assess ourselves? Number one, we do not assess ourselves against our neighbors, our friends. No, no, no. We compare ourselves with biblical principles. Yes, you can compare your actions, your thoughts, and attitudes with biblical teachings. Use scriptures as a benchmark to evaluate your behavior. Use it as a benchmark to evaluate your behavior, your actions, your attitude, In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet,
yes,
a light on the path." So you measure yourself in line with biblical principles, with what God has taught you, not with an individual. They have their own race. They are running their own marathon, and you're not part of their marathon. Yes, you may help one another, but you are not part of their marathon. Number two, you look at the fruit of the Spirit. Measure your growth in godliness by assessing the fruits of the Spirit, which are evident, of course, in your life. Galatians 5:22-23 mentions this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So as you try to assess yourself and you measure your spiritual, your personal growth in godliness, understand to say, am I controlling myself when I look at the fruits of the Spirit? How are they? How am I faring against them? Then later on, you apply wisdom. And how do you apply wisdom? You evaluate decisions and actions, of course, in light of biblical wisdom. Proverbs 3 verse 13 says, "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding."
Mm.
So you assess and measure your spiritual, your personal growth in godliness based on how you apply the wisdom as found in Proverbs 3, verse 13.
Mfundisi, we have learned throughout the whole week about godliness. I know it was a bit challenging, but we've managed to make it till the end. And I do believe that, you know what, our listeners have also learned there. So, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please do pray for our listeners that whatever that we have learned today and throughout the whole week, we take it with us and we apply it into our lives.
All right, thank you so much. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful once again that you have led us through to the end of this week's lesson in godliness. Our prayer is that you may help us, loving Father, that in our self-assessment and reflection, we may compare our life with biblical principles in the teachings of Jesus Christ, which provide insights into our personal growth and the godliness. Let us approach our godly life with humility, recognizing that growth in godliness is a lifelong journey, coupled with challenges, coupled with ambitions such as career, marriage, relationships, and many more. So our prayer is that you may help us be faithful till the end. May our godly life improve each and every day, because it is a lifelong journey. Be with each and every individual who has been listening and following. May you please bless our moderator as she keeps on doing this job. Be with each one of us. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed, blessed Sabbath.
I shall receive those blessings and we send them back to you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.